At approximately 6:30 Wednesday evening, an alarm sounded in the Russell office building on Capitol Hill. Police immediately offered an evacuation. However, as a precaution, about 200 people, including some senators and staff, were confined for a time to a garage area. A hazardous material response team, its members wearing protective suits, entered and conducted tests. Although the initial alarm was for a suspicious substance detected in the attic of the building, Capitol Police Chief Terrence Gaynor said later tests proved negative. Kimberly Schneider also spoke for the Capitol Police.
We have also worked with the Office of the Attending Physician. No reported symptoms. And if there are any reported symptoms, people would be treated as if they have been exposed to a nerve agent. We don't have any indication of that at this time. We have very good news all around.
Officer Schneider said an investigation was continuing into what substance might have triggered the initial alarm. Activity in the nearby U.S. Capitol building, where members of the House of Representatives continued floor speeches, was not disrupted. Alerts involving suspicious objects, packages, or substances have become a fact of daily life on Capitol Hill in the more than 4 years since the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. In the weeks after those attacks, letters containing potentially deadly anthrax bacteria were mailed to two U.S. senators and to major media offices. 22 people developed anthrax infections, 11 of them suffering from inhalation rather than exposure anthrax, and 5 persons died. That crime has never been solved despite intense government efforts since then. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.